It's 1 o'clock.
Inspiration 92.3 FM.
Always know this. It's all about the quality of life and finding a happy balance between work and friends and family. Philip Green.
Inspiration. 92.3 FM.
It's your number one family radio. Inspiration FM.
Good afternoon. And welcome to another Sunday's programming of Wellness Half Hour. As always, I'm your host, Dr. Patrick Ejeore. It's a privilege, it's a responsibility, it's a delight as we journey together exploring our health from a perspective that gives reverence to the source of our being. We explain that wellness is our starting point. It's a gift from our Father in heaven. It's His perfection He has given to all, each and every one of us, His children. And desires for us to journey on this physical part of our spiritual journey.
He's
has built into us systems for perfection. Systems that allow us to heal over and over and over. Mechanisms that repair us. Mechanisms that optimize our health. And to help us achieve that, He has given us Mother Nature abundantly around us so that we can always reach for nutrition, for healing, and for rejuvenation. So in wellness, we bask in the abundance of our Creator. That's wellness. It doesn't matter what Google says or what Webster says, though. This is how we define wellness here on Wellness Half Hour. Today, a very special day. We have a number of guests who join us, some from now. Others will come on about 10, 15 minutes, and then at 2 o'clock, when we have Sunny Rubber Live, quite a number of our guests will join. The topic is a heavy one. Vaccines. As we talk about this, keep in mind the wellness tree. If you have a pen with you, just draw a tree with 5 roots. The first root, you name it spirituality. The second, mindset. The third, nutrition. The fourth, lifestyle. And the fifth root is environment. Topic of vaccines. In particular, we're talking about from COVID to the new vaccine that's on the scene now, HPV. How are we to understand these vaccines? How are we to put it into perspective? In several ways, we have a notion of vaccines that is truly benign, that is truly welcoming, that is truly advocating vaccines. From childhood, we are taught that they help stimulate our immune system and prepare it against attack from whatever the virulent or the foreigner is, viruses, bacteria. And for the most part, in our hearts, we have seen vaccines as being beneficial until the old technology was you got the causative agent, virus or bacteria, you got a part of it, could be a cell wall, could be a protein from it, and you use that to stimulate our immune system to respond. Or you got the virus and you inactivated it. With that in mind, as man's intervention, designing these things we call vaccine, we trigger the immune system to deal with the onslaught when it occurs again. Okay? Now, let's look at what nature has given us abundantly. Okay? We have an immune system that is working 24/7. 24/7. While you're asleep, the immune system is scanning the environment, assessing what's going on, what are you inhaling, what comes into your stomach, your GI tract. Is it friend? Is it foe? If it's foe, it mounts a defense to protect you. It can mount a short-term defense and also mount a longer-term defense where it produces cells that have a memory to this stranger. So that if it comes again in the future, you are very well prepared. Acutely, this stranger, this foreigner, this virus or bacteria may cause some symptoms. Whether it's fever, chills, cough, productive cough, increase in bowel movement, a feeling of unwellness. All of this can occur as the body builds itself or responds to the presence of this stranger. Okay? So, the body in its design has several ways of to mount an immediate, call it the mobile police attack, defense system, and then a way to also create longer term defense. Okay? So you have your mobile police that come in quickly, then you have the longer acting troops that can come in later for repeat offense. So the body has a complete system. And it has worked for us for hundreds of years, thousands of years. And every year, every month, every week, you encounter new things. You don't even know when you encounter the new virus or the new bacteria. It's your system that does it for you, literally on autopilot. And when you get off the cold, you're now immune. Some things you encounter are friendly and don't cause a reaction. Your body just deals with it. Once in a while, you have a severe infection, a severe inflammatory reaction, as the body deals with the foreigner. So the body by itself has an immune system, which works with other systems, including your neurological system, the brain, the nerves, your olfactory system, the aroma, you name it, the gut system, the detox system, to keep you in check, keep you optimally in performance. We bring in the vaccines, as I've explained, how they're created naturally. Now, 3 years ago, we encountered a new kind of vaccine. A kind of vaccine that didn't have the original, component of the virus or the bacteria. It had a genetic code. Along comes in the new class of vaccines called mRNA. Truly, in the true sense of the word, it's not a vaccine. It's a genetic code. It's a shot that gives you a genetic code that codes for a certain protein. And regarding COVID, it was the spike protein. Many of us in the field believed the science that came in, and we advocated for people to take these shots. Today, the data coming out, especially from the US and the EU, is very concerning. There was a video last week of Dr. Peter McCullough, who's a highly published, well-renowned internist and cardiologist, who spoke vehemently, not in favor, in disfavor of the COVID vaccine and what we're seeing, the harm that's occurring. He began with the cardiovascular effect. He talked about the neurological effect from heart disease, myocarditis, pericarditis, even slumping episodes. Neurologically, people losing balance, unable to walk, memory issues, tremulousness, strokes, heart attacks. There were several of these. We have a number of guests who are joining us. Hello. In discussion today. Hello, good.
Hello.
Good afternoon. We have Dr. Francis Achebe.
Hello.
Dr. Achebe, good afternoon. Hello, Dr. Achebe. Hello. Okay. Dr. Achebe, can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, Doc. We can hear you loud and clear, Doctor. Can you hear us? Okay. While we're working to get Dr. Achebe on the line, we're hoping under that the Dr. Omokudu will also join us. He's actually out of the country. But Dr. Achebe, we can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear? All right. We'll try and get him in again. We have several folks lined up in this discussion between now and 3 o'clock. We have the research physician, Dr. Olugbemi Paul. We have community pharmacist, Vivian Ibe. We have physicians, including Dr. Achebe. We have legal experts, Akimese, who will join us. And also with us physically here in the studio, we have one of our wellness coaches, wellness experts, advocates, who has also journeyed with us through the COVID arena to now. Margaret, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Doctor. Good afternoon, Doctor. Good afternoon, Lagos and beyond.
We titled the program Vaccines from COVID to HPV. I've talked a lot about COVID. Do you want to say a few words about COVID before we switch on to HPV or just... Folks, if you had the COVID vaccine, make sure you're getting regular medical checks. At least complete checks twice a year. And that check should include what's called a D-dimer. Doctors should do the regular physical examination, the blood test, including the D-dimer. You'll do ECG also, all those routine things, and the test for inflammation, CRP, and the test for clotting, which is the D-dimer. There are protocols of doctors around the world who are coming up with different modalities to minimize the impact of, minimize the negative effect of the COVID vaccine in people who are having severe symptoms. Today, there's a term called long COVID or post-COVID syndrome that can range from unwellness, fatigue, autoimmune-like conditions, recurrent headaches, strange fevers, joint pains, even bowel issues. Some folks are having psychological challenges, anxiety, depression. We have folks who are having symptoms including burning when they urinate, and you run all the tests, you can't find anything. So if you've had COVID or the vaccine, you're having all these strange symptoms, check with the doctor. Just check with the doctor. He will do the routine test, rule out the typical culprits, and if he diagnoses as long COVID, probably reach out to us or listen to this program and join us later on when we have a Zoom this evening to get some guidance as to how to move forward. With the COVID vaccination, a lot of people didn't have enough information to really give what we call consent. Informed consent. A lot of doctors internationally who were anti or give information, studies or perspectives that were contrary to the COVID vaccination, many of them were restricted on social media. Many were literally blacklisted. And so the information we all got was always most often in favor. And of course, when the government is pushing it also, we assume the government knows what it's doing and it's the right thing to do. Now we're having that same arena with a new vaccine called HPV, human papilloma virus. It's a virus that has been associated, mark that word, associated with cervical cancer. There's, I think, over 100 different types of the HPV, and the two that were heavily researched, 16 and 18, were initially put into the vaccine. The vaccine has been around for at least 10 years. It's been used in different countries around the world, Colombia, Japan, and many others. So there's a lot of data already on this vaccine and what it's doing, its impact. It's supposed to prevent cervical cancer in folks who are sexually active. The push now is to give it to a lot of our young girls, both in primary and secondary schools, many of whom are not sexually active. To be at risk to have cervical cancer or this virus, you have to be sexually active. So many of us in the medical and the various communities and NGOs are questioning, does this make sense? Isn't this creating sort of a license to promiscuity? That's a whole other issue which we'll address at 2 p.m. on Sunny Report Live, as well as at 7 p.m. on Zoom. The 7 p.m. Zoom, folks, you want to jump in on that program early because we have limited space on Zoom. And it's been sponsored by the Foundation of African Cultural Heritage and the Association of Concerned Mothers. And yes, they need to be concerned. Let me drop this one regarding HPV. About 10 years ago, the primary school my daughter was in wanted to roll out the vaccine sponsored by a local hospital, and they asked parents to give informed consent. We were all given a form to read and sign. But truly, how much information did the parents have to make a sound clinical judgment if their daughter should get it or not? At that time, I went online and I found a lot of information, both pro and con, in favor and not in favor of the HPV vaccine. We decided, nope, this is not for our daughter, and we did not sign. We declined the consent. We did our research. We got informed. We made calls to our colleagues in the US. We went online, looked at reports from Japan, reports from Colombia, another part of South America, even some reports from the US, including reports of deaths and serious neurological injury. And we decided, nope, the benefit here doesn't outweigh the risk. That was about 10 years ago. Now, we're back, being pushed from the federal level into the state level. Are the parents informed? Do they have the information to make a sound decision? So I went back online last week again to find these stories from Japan, from Colombia, I think Peru, and a couple of other places. Can't find them. Cannot find them. Rather, you find articles that outspin the events. You don't get the fact of the event, you get the spin of the event as to why the vaccination should continue, or how many people have received it and therefore protected over the next 10 years from cervical cancer. Does the vaccine protect you 6 months, 12 months, 10 years? What's the data on it? That's what parents need to be informed about to make a sound decision. So truly, informed consent has two words, informed. Are you informing the parents before, so that hence so they can make a good decision? If all the information on the media that is contrary has been taken off or restricted or downgraded through with algorithms, I'm sorry, that's not informed information. That's a bias. That's bias. Today, at my church CMO meeting, I spoke about it. Someone in the audience said he has actually signed the consent for his daughter to get it. After I gave my presentation, he asked me if he should go and withdraw the consent. I didn't have to answer. The house answered him, definitely go and withdraw it until we get more information. Anyone comes to your schools, to your daughters, to your sons, anyone who comes to you to talk about this vaccine, drill them. How long has the vaccine been around? What is in the vaccine? What is the data from other countries where it's been used over the last 10 years? Not just the good data, I want the full data. Don't tell me, oh, now they're protected for cancer for the next 20 years. No, no, no. What happened to the girls after they had it? A week, 2 weeks, 6 months, 12 months after the vaccination. Demand questions. Ask them, what are the ingredients in the vaccine? Is it truly a piece of the virus, HPV, the human papilloma virus? Or is it under that genetic code? All right. We'll take a break here and we'll come back. Folks, I'm preparing you for the larger discussion coming up at 2 o'clock. It's going to be a really robust discussion, and the one at 7 p.m. We'll take a break and we'll come back and just talk some more about HPV.
We are not here to prove anything. We just want you to have the best time listening to your radio. Inspiration 92.3 FM.
Listen to Fidelity SME Forum at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesdays, with repeat broadcast at 6:30 p.m. on Thursdays, as we continue to equip you with insight, skills, and expertise required for building a sustainable business, only on Inspiration 92.3 FM.
Broderly, sisterly, or ya come make a summer you want to read. You feed those sabi as a sabi man why be? I could tell you. See, Inspiration FM and Lasgidi FM, them they like brother and sister. Yes, Lasgidi FM, na Inspiration FM sister station. Yes, so therefore, the love what you get for Inspiration FM carry the same love pour for Lasgidi FM. Nothing do you because them be one and the same. Are you are? You get something where you want sell, and you no fit find buyers, or you they offer services, and you no sure how you go fit find potential clients. I mean, you they find one place where you feel reach all your potential clients, all of them, every. The place where language no be barrier, even distance stuff no be wahala, eh? Then sit down, make a nakitori. Oya sharp, go Lasgidi 90.1 FM. For Lasgidi FM, them listeners, brekete, them full grant everywhere. Yes, now them be talk of town. Now their programming, hey, excellence, under the music, them gallant. Presenters, hey, one in town. And them news, fresh like mangolo juice. You see, as long as you want to advertise your goods and services, Lasgidi 90.1 FM Lagos, 9 be the place where go fit make your business travel far and wide, reach better people. We go patronize you wella for Lasgidi 90.1 FM Lagos. Language no be wahala because you go hear Pidgin, Yoruba, and Igbo. No matter where you come from, your clients go understand waiting you they talk and waiting you want sell give them. So therefore, Lasgidi 90.1 FM now the station for everybody. Oya Shapali, for your business to go jejeli, green them for this number 0816 809 0068. That is 0816 809 0068. Waka go to your office for 177B Sinari, Daranijo Street, off Ligalia Yorinde Street, VI Lagos. Or visit their website, www.lasgidifm.com. Lasgidi, 90.1 FM Lagos, your number 101 best station. Yeah.
We connect you to the family. Ours is a radio done with a difference. We are Nigeria's number one family radio brand, and you can take that to the bank. Inspiration 92.3 FM, Lagos. Inspiration 105.9 FM, Uyo. And Inspiration 100.5 FM in Ibadan. Inspiration FM, we are live in your city, Lagos, Ibadan, and Uyo, delivering undiluted family content.
So, from vaccines from COVID to HPV, are you informed? Do you have the information? Do you have the knowledge? Do you have the data? Giving us a perspective to come from. As a parent, you have a duty to the health of your ward. As a school principal, you have a responsibility to the health of all the pupils in your care. We know when things come from government, we must be very cautious, because sometimes the interests at that level are not necessarily your interest at your local level. Interest can be political, can be economic, and that will may override the health aspect, which it ought not to. We saw that with COVID. HPV, human papillomavirus, is associated with cervical cancer. It's not proven as a causation. And there are so many tests that can be done ahead of time regularly for women who are sexually active to pick it up very early and clear it out of the body, or at least minimize its impact and hindered from progressing to cervical cancer. Something called a pap smear. A very simple test that doctors can do in the office, and it tells you if you have abnormal cells and there's treatments that are relatively inexpensive. If you have a regular female wellness check that includes the pap smear, it's very unlikely that you end up with cervical cancer or even this HPV's other damaging effects such as genital warts or warts and other manifestations of the virus. What is in the bottle? What's in the vial? Many of you may be aware that notoriously when we had the COVID vaccination come in, a lot of vials that came to us were multi-dose vials, which means one vial could give maybe 10 doses. To preserve, you had to put in preservatives. The one used was thimerosal, which has mercury in it. Many EU countries disallowed the multi-dose COVID vaccines because of the presence of thimerosal. Did we do so here locally? If we did, I'd like to know, because that's not what we found out. Most of us got the multi-dose vials. Mercury. Go online and read about mercury. It's not to be in the human body. Unfortunately, we're exposed to it. Today, we run several tests, toxicology tests, and find people with mercury in their systems, often from multiple doses of vaccinations. Yes, you can get it also from other arenas, such as silver amalgam in the mouth. In the HPV vaccine, we have an adjuvant called aluminium. Again, medically, we know heavy metals like aluminium are deleterious to the body. We blame them for things like memory problems, dementia, Alzheimer's. We blame them for kidney damage and more. Yet, it's used in the vaccine. You know, as a chemist, as someone with a bachelor's degree in chemistry, I have to ask this question. Why is something that we're taught about is deleterious being put deliberately into a vaccine to be injected into our bodies? And what's the quantity? I'm giving you all questions to go and ask those who want to vaccinate your children. If you're a school principal, ask the companies that are bringing the vaccines, what's in the vaccines and what are the side effects? If you're a teacher, you owe it to your students. And definitely for us parents, you have a right to decline and not sign the informed consent because you're lacking information, unbiased information. It must provide you the robust, complete information, including what happened in Japan, what happened in Colombia. And you'll learn more about this afternoon at 2 p.m. on Sunday Rebel Live and at 7 p.m. on Zoom when the Foundation of African Cultural Heritage explores informed consent. The other aspect of this HPV vaccine, it's a GMO vaccine. There's DNA in there. There are proteins in there that resemble human proteins. And so amongst the reports that are coming out of those countries that have used it are autoimmune disorders. My intent is not to scaremonger anybody. I'm giving you a lot of the facts that the other side is not giving you when they come to ask you for informed consent. Because I was a parent in those shoes 10 years ago. The school couldn't give me information, neither could the doctors from the hospital in Lagos give me that information. I went to look for it. I found it there abundantly online. Today you go online, you cannot find that information easily on Google. You cannot. This is a global restriction of information. This is, I want to say it's criminal, but I can't say so. Parents. Don't be in a hurry to sign that form, demanding information. If you need to reach me or have your school principal call me to give them a talk, I will do so. If they start pushing this in the office, please reach out to me. I have enough data. And if we need to run a whole week of 2 to 3 hours discussions, I will do so. I'm sorry to say, but we're fooled enough with COVID vaccination. Luckily, many of us got placebo, didn't get the real thing. Now they've come again with HPV. And if you look at who's behind a lot of these vaccinations, it's the same folks again. Pharmacia, Pfizer, Bill Gates Foundation. Hello? I'm sounding a bit ticked off. Yes, I am. Hear me at 2 o'clock or hear me at 7 p.m. today. And my colleagues will be on. It's an unbiased group. It's a very diverse group. You have pharmacists on there. You have pharmaceutical researchers on there. You have professor of environment and health from University of Ife is on there. My colleague in the U.S. who is a preventive and wellness physician is to be on there also. Hopefully he will get to us through the Zoom link at 2 p.m. on Sunday Rebel Live. We have a natural fertility expert, Dr. Achebe, who will be on there also at 2 p.m. So I hope I've really just whet your appetite for what's coming at 2. Folks, get everyone on board. This is a national issue. In fact, it's a global issue because they're pushing this thing globally. If I need to send you links, I'll send you links on so many other countries where this vaccine has been banned. And truly, there are issues regarding the health of our children. All right, prepared for 2 p.m. on Sunday Rebel Live, vaccines from COVID to HPV. This is Dr. Patrick Jewere. See you in about 30 minutes, and then again at 7 p.m. Be blessed.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it is 90.